My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
For the first time in about a month or so since the season opener, a little bit over a month, it is not a Victory Monday or Victory Motown Monday in the nation's capital and beyond, and that sucks. And that sucks, but boys and girls, children of all ages, and even clowns out there living in mommy's basement.
And you know who you are. You know who you are.
You have to look beyond the box score. You have to look beyond next-gen stats. You have to watch the game to realize that the Washington Commanders were pretty much punch for punch, toe for toe, if you will. Just as we talked about all of last week, the Washington Commanders lost yesterday, and that's understandable. It's not okay. It's not acceptable because you get paid to win. And the best teams win. But in year one of a pretty massive reshaping of the roster, it's not a rebuild. It's not a pointing north. It's not a reload or whatever they want to call it or not call it. It's a reshaping of the roster and the organization. In year one, the Washington Commanders went up 95. Or maybe they took 295. I don't know. They stayed in Baltimore on Saturday night. So this was all Saturday on their cute little luxury buses. And they were up 3-0, tied 3-3, down 10-3, tied 10-10, down 17-10. Should have been 17-13, but one got blocked. 17-13 then. Early third quarter. Down 20-13. The only time that the game sort of got away a little bit, and if you want to say it got away, okay, that's not what my eyes told me, for a little bit of time, late third quarter, it went from 20-13 to 27-13, and then the Commanders began again to come back early in the fourth quarter again. And then the Ravens kicked another field goal and made it 30-20. And then the Commanders kicked another field goal and made it 30-23. And ultimately, that's how it ended. But if you live in mommy's basement, you didn't know this. You only know CPOE and Datatronics. And you only know analytics because a computer tells you what a computer wants to tell you. A science formula tells you what you want it to tell you. If you watch that game, and I was there, and even Matt just said on Twitter, or the old X, right before the show, maybe in defense of me because I'm catching a lot of crap from certain people, that the Commanders were right there. The Ravens, an explosive run offense with not one but two weapons. Not one but two. Still only up a touchdown. Again, with the exception of a couple of minutes late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. And as he said, on a team which was perceived to be a wet paper towel, meaning the Commanders, he said, context, Matt did, context speaks more than stats. But again, if you live in mommy's basement, you're going to, or if you just watch highlights, if you didn't watch the game, if you didn't bother to just dig a little bit deeper, you're going to go, oh my God, the Commanders stunk yesterday. Oh man, did Derrick Henry just run all over their asses. But if you watch the game, you say, hey man, Derrick Henry's the best running back. Arguably 1-2 with Christian McCaffrey, who's been hurt all year. So you would say he's number one. In the National Football League, he is a load. He is a truck. And when you combine him with Lamar Jackson and his ability to run and break contain, and when you do, by and large, a decent job stopping the run, not the entire game. We understand what the final numbers tell us. 172 yards combined between the two, rushing on the ground. We said all week, hey man, if they can keep it under 150 or around 150, well, it's not close enough. It's not good enough. We know that. We all understand that. To say that they were ambushed, to say that they were absolutely hog-mollied, to say that they were absolutely torn apart is not true, not correct, not in any way, shape, or form. Not true. As a whole, the defense gave up 500-plus yards. You know what wasn't good? The pass defense. You know why? Because they had to commit as many resources as they possibly could much of the day to try and limit, to try and contain, to try and stop some of the 1-2 punch that every team would love to have. And there's only one team that has it. And that's the Baltimore Ravens with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. But you wouldn't know that if you just threw CPOE at me, because that tells me you didn't watch the game. That tells me that you saw a couple of highlights and you saw the box score and you saw the next gen stats charting map, and that's how you analyze the game. For those of us that were there, I think it is very fair to say that the Commanders did not do a good enough job stopping the run, but the notion, again, that they were horrible, that they were ripped apart on the ground, is simply not true. Again, I say that with the context of they gave up 176 rushing yards, which is way too much, which is 26 above what I would have ideally liked, which was, by the way, the season low total for the Ravens, 151 against the Raiders in week two. Oh, by the way, a game that they lost. You look at what the Ravens do every week on the ground, outside of 1 week against the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're around or above 200. So to say that the Commanders were shredded, ambushed, horrible, embarrassed, run off the floor, incorrect, totally incorrect. Were they good enough? No. Did they do a great job? No. Did they do a very good job? No. Did they do a decent job, a pretty decent job for much of the game? Yes. Watch the game. You know where they didn't do a good enough job? You know where they did a horrible job? Leaving all sorts of green for the Baltimore Ravens and Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers and at times Rashad Bateman to just run around. Hey, hi, let's pitch a tent, right? Let's set up shop. Bring the circus into town. And go, hi, Lamar, we're here. Woohoo! We're here. Hi. Hey, bud. Just throw us the ball, pitch and catch. But again, if you don't understand and have any nuance or any context, you don't understand. It's like the post. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Sonny Jurgensen used to read that script during the Redskins radio broadcast that I was a part of. I don't know, honestly, if the Post is still a sponsor and if they still do that with the current broadcast. I don't know that. But I know I heard it, you know, nonstop for years and years and years with the legendary Sonny Jurgensen miking that. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Right? So that's how I wanted to open up the show today, because there is a lot of misnomer. I've heard a lot of it. I heard it on NFL Network. I've heard it on other radio shows. I've seen it on Twitter and X that Derrick Henry killed the Commanders yesterday. Listen, he was good. He didn't kill them. He had a big 27-yarder that iced the game that the Commanders did a bad job on, yes. But outside of that, if you take away that one run, and I know you can't take it away because it counts, but context, people, matters. If you take away that, he's 23 for 105, which is still not great. Nobody said it was great. But to say it was horrible, to say it was running all over them, to say it was running them out of M&T Bank Stadium, no. No, dog. Not true. Not true. I know he had the two touchdowns. I got it. I know nobody wanted to tackle him on one, and you can make an argument that nobody wanted to or could on the other. I got it. I understand that. Nobody's saying that Derrick Henry wasn't a factor. As a matter of fact, if you actually watch the game, Derrick Henry was a factor by his influence more than his actual impact. What do I mean by that? His influence much bigger than his impact. Well, if you again watch the game instead of climbing poles in mommy's basement, if you watch the game, the Commanders had to play a lot of single high, a lot of man defense. They were trying to load up the box. Why? Because you're trying to take away Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson as a weapon with his legs. You're trying to, take away is a bad word. You're trying to limit it. You're not going to take it away. You're not going to take it away. You're going to limit it, or that's the goal. That's what the Raiders did. That's what the Buffalo Bills didn't. That's what the Dallas Cowboys didn't. That's what the Cincinnati Bengals didn't in overtime, but did a pretty decent job throughout regulation. Every game, every situation is different. When I say that Derrick Henry does a good job with influence as opposed to impact, That's not to say he had no impact, but his bigger role in this game, along with Lamar's ability to break you down with his legs and move around the pocket and then throw on the run, off angle, back across the field, that's the stuff that the Commanders tried to take away. When you try and take that away and do, you know, a fairly decent job at it, you're going to give up stuff. You're going to get, it's the old adage of, hey man, do we take Michael Jordan out of the game and let everyone else kill us? Or do we take everyone else out of the game and let Michael kill us, right? For those of you of a certain age, you kind of know what I'm talking about, right? And one way or the other, you were usually screwed. Well, that's exactly what happened to the Washington Commanders yesterday. They were screwed because they tried to play a heavier box. They tried to load up. They tried to limit. You're not going to stop. You're not going to take it away. They tried to limit the Baltimore Ravens from killing them, not once, but throughout the course of the game. And certainly take away the big once, if you will, like the 87-yarder that started the Sunday night game a couple of weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills, in which Derrick Henry was untouched the entire run. The entire run. The Commanders knew, because they watched the tape, they don't live in mommy's basement. The Commanders knew you had to get a hand on him. You had to get a hat on him. You had to get your body. You had to get your shoulder. You had to do something. You couldn't always play Ole defense. They knew that. And as a result of that, for the most part, they did a pretty decent job. Again, they gave up a couple of touchdown runs. They gave up a 27-yarder late. Nobody's suggesting that they did a good enough job. Nobody. But they weren't embarrassed. They weren't run off the floor. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But again, if you live in mommy's basement, you don't understand that. You haven't seen the light of day. Now, that being said, because you're trying to take away Derrick Henry as much as possible and Lamar Jackson's ability to break you down off the run, you're going to, especially when you play zone and you don't have a pass rush, and you lose three defensive linemen through the course of the game, one fairly early on in Dorrance Armstrong, you're going to give some stuff up in the passing game. And they gave up too much. If you want to criticize anyone or anything, you don't criticize the run defense. You criticize the pass defense. If you want to say, hey man, this is why you lost the game, it's because Lamar did what I have been critical of Lamar about throughout his career, and that is, if you make him be a pocket passer, he usually doesn't kill you. Yesterday, he killed you. Got off to a slow start, but he killed them. Why? Because they didn't have enough pass rush. Because they lost Dorrance Armstrong middle of the second quarter. They lost Jonathan Allen late in the third quarter. They lost Javonte Jean-Baptiste was injured. And they might be without all three next week and maybe for weeks after that. Who knows? Now we find out how deep this team is. And the answer probably is not very deep. Now we find out whether Adam Peters can pull off a trade. We'll get to all of that. But the bottom line is, if you want to blame anyone or anything for why the Commanders' defense allowed over 500 net yards and why they lost this game, it's not because they couldn't stop Derrick Henry. It's not because they couldn't stop Lamar Jackson on the run. They couldn't stop Lamar Jackson from throwing the football into wide open swaths of land at M&T Bank Stadium. Because they didn't have enough pass rush, because they didn't blitz enough, and because they lost a couple of guys along the way. They couldn't get off the field. They allowed a 94-yard drive. They allowed a 93-yard drive. I think they allowed an 82-yard drive. Come on now. It was a warm, sunny day. It was like 84, 85 degrees. You lose a couple of guys along the way. You can't get off the field on third down because of some tough penalties. We're going to get into that on Benjamin St. Juice. Because your pass defense is not good enough. Because Lamar was cranking. Because Lamar was seeing it and ripping it. Because Zay Flowers just kept running crossing route after crossing route. And was wide open, whether it was in zone or man, but especially in zone. That's why they lost this game. From a defensive perspective. From an offensive perspective, they lost the game because they couldn't and chose not to run. I know people have different views of this as well. I understand that the Baltimore Ravens are a really good run defense. That doesn't mean, that doesn't give you the ticket, the get out of jail free ability to only rush the ball 18 times. To only run the ball 18 times and not all by design, therefore not all by call. On 56 offensive plays, say it with me, boys and girls, it's about 30% of the time. We've all watched this team together through now six games. Is there any game that they've won in which they've run the ball 30% of the time and run the ball as ineffectively as they did on Sunday? Regardless of the opponent, opportunity and attempt, effort matters. Regardless of Brian Robinson or no Brian Robinson, and there was none. Part of the reason why we thought the Ravens would win a close game. You have to make a better effort. When we come back, I'm going to give you a series that absolutely drove me nuts. I'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You can join us at 301-230-0980. Who do you put the blame on for the defense allowing 484 net yards, almost 500 net yards of offense yesterday? Do you put it on the pass defense and the all-out ability to stop or limit or contain Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson? Or do you put it on, hey man, Derrick Henry's the best running back in the game and he ripped them to shreds? What do you think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to yell at me on the old X machine, go right ahead at WrestleMania621. Let's do it. On a Motown Misery Monday in the nation's capital and beyond, 301-230-0980-122. Stay with us. Oh, even though it's a Misery Monday, we still celebrate the music of Motown. That's right, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling here on this post-Ravens Monday, in which the Commanders lose 30-23, again, allowing nearly 500 net yards of offense. So, again, let me just do this before we get to the calls. The two Benjamin St. Juice defensive pass interference penalties, tough calls. Both on third down, both directly lead to touchdowns. Sucks, right? You think you got to stop. The first one, on the post route, would have been a field goal, presumably. So they would have scored anyway. They wouldn't have scored seven because it was a third down incompletion. But I thought it was a good call. I thought Benjamin St. Juice clearly made contact. The TV copy did not do you any good. Live, right in front of me, I thought he made contact early. And then on the video board, the TV copy did not do you any good, any service. They showed Jeremy Chinn in coverage in the back corner of the end zone. So you're not going to see it. The second one, the one that Romo and Jim Nantz hated might be a strong word. The second one was very ticky-tack. I'll start there. Very ticky-tack. You could easily not call it, but I totally understand why they called it. I've watched the replay now back, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 different times. And I know you're all going to disagree with me. So I'll just preface it by saying that. The receiver did not just slip out of nowhere. He slipped. He did not just slip out of nowhere. Watch it. Watch the end zone angle. Benjamin St. Juice got his hands all over him. Front, back, all over him. That's part of the reason, if not the large part of the reason, why the receiver, Bateman, loses his footing and goes down. The notion that Benjamin St. Juice did nothing to cause the receiver going down, guys, I'm sorry, that's not accurate. And the official is right there. And he sees St. Juice's hands wrapped around the front and the back of Bateman and the guy go down. What do you want him to call? Again, they often call what they think they see, not what they actually see. But in this case, I don't even think it was a think you see. It was, hey man, his arms wrapped around the dude goes down. Now, you can say you think he slipped more than St. Juice dragged him down. You could say that. That's, you know, beauty in the eye of the beholder. But just because Tony Romo and Jim Nance thought it was a tough call against the Commanders, you guys are all going to run around and load up my Twitter timeline with telling me how awful of a call it was, how terrible of a call it was. I'm not telling you it was a good call, but I'm also here to tell you it wasn't as terrible of a call as you guys think it was. I totally see why they made that call. Could they have gotten away with it? I guess. Did they have to call it? No. They could have called it a slip. I got it. Do I understand completely why they called it? Yes. Sorry. That's not going to be what you want to hear, but that's the truth. That's the truth. And both defensive pass interferences, both coming on third down, led to 14 points. 14 points. It was a 3rd and 5 at the Baltimore 40, incomplete. If that doesn't get whistled, Baltimore's punting. It led to the second Derrick Henry touchdown. 7 points swing. You want to take the first defensive pass interference penalty, which again, I thought was a good call live in front of me on a little, you know, post, single high, single coverage, I should say. 3rd and 10, Washington 14, line of scrimmage. Again, Justin Tucker's going to hit a field goal there, even if that's just an incomplete, which, again, I thought it was a good call. But even if it's incomplete, Justin Tucker's likely going to hit a 31-yard chip shot field goal, right? So I can't say, well, it cost them 14 points, but instead of the field goal, they score a touchdown on the very next play because the ball is spotted at the 3-yard line where the foul is committed. And Derrick Henry rumbles in off the right end, almost untouched. And it's 7 points instead of 3. So say it with me. Those calls against St. Juice, no matter how you process them out, cost the Commanders a total of 11 points. A total of 11 points. And again, I will say this, and I am being as fair as I can be. I totally understand why they called the second St. Juice penalty. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. You should. If you understand football, if you understand how the human brain and eyes work, you should understand it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. You should understand it. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take your calls right away on the other side. I do want to get into the offense, more of the offense. I will get more into the offense. We touched on the lack of the running game and Brian Robinson at the very last part of the first and opening segment. I got to do a trending alert. Then we will get out to your calls, and I will sprinkle in some thoughts on the offense because I think I've made it pretty clear where I'm coming from on the defense. Not good. Not good enough, not acceptable, not as bad as everyone makes it sound like, especially when it comes to on the ground and on the run. Let's do a trending alert right here, right now. All right, coming up at 3:30, we're going to find out from Dan Quinn, hopefully, some status reports and updates and hopefully avoid some bad news on Dorrance Armstrong, who left the game in the second quarter with a rib injury, Jonathan Allen, who left the game late in the third quarter on that second Derrick Henry touchdown with a pectoral injury, and also Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who was coming out of the x-ray room, according to reporters that saw it, and limping around on his foot or his ankle. So they could be without three defensive linemen when the Carolina Panthers come to town this Sunday to honor Daryl Green, but more importantly for the Commanders to try and get their fifth win of the year. Jay Gruden expected to join us at 3 o'clock. All your calls coming up. Aiden Hutchinson, the number two overall pick a couple of years ago, and just an absolute demon and a star edge pass rusher, going down yesterday after his leg whipped, it appeared, another teammate, a fractured tibia and fibula. According to the team, he had immediate surgery in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He has a timeline and an expected recovery timeline of 6 to 8 months with a rod put in his leg. So obviously, he is down for the season. The Cowboys get trashed at home for a third loss this year in three games, 47-9 to the Detroit Lions. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills going at it. You can hear that game right here on the Team 980 beginning at beginning at 10 o'clock, we will have joined in progress coverage because we have the Wizards starting at 7:15 in preseason action against the Nets. So you can join the Bills and Jets late night, 10 o'clock, Odyssey app and the Team 980 from Monday Night Football. And that's what's trending. It is a Motown Monday, but yet a misery Motown Monday. 4-2 now, the record. The Commanders come home for two straight home games against the Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears. Not going to be easy, either one. So don't think this is a bye, okay? It's not a bye, trust me. We will find out together on Sunday that it is not a bye. But still, a loss is a loss, but yet it's impossible to feel bad about this loss, right? It's not a moral victory, but it's not a bad loss. This Sunday would be a bad loss. Last Sunday, as in yesterday, not a bad loss. Despite whatever number you want to spin. The offense, listen, I thought Jaden was really good at times. I thought he could have been better at times. I would say he was good to very good. I would not say he was great. I've heard a lot of he was great, he was unbelievable, he was awesome, he was this, he was that. No, 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 no. He was really, 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 really good on a couple of throws. But that's not the entire game. Just like the Commanders' defense was really bad on a couple of run plays, not the entire game. Okay? Again, context matters. Context matters. I understand what the box score tells you. Context matters. I was there. You watched it. I was there. And I'm not telling you I know everything, but I know what I saw. Jaden Daniels was very good at times. I thought he was good for the most part. I don't think he was great. We can agree to disagree. We can talk it out like responsible adults. 301-230-0980. Let's get to you on the phones and start mixing you guys in right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's get to our guy D-Dub in the leadoff spot here on a Monday on the Team 980. What up, D-Dub?
Hey, what's up there, Roos?
What's up,
hey,
D-Dub?
Look, baby, you hit it 100 both ways. And I'm going to start off, just like you said, with the defense. Actually, it wasn't the defensive line that hurt. I mean, the defensive line that hurt. They did a pretty good job, as I could see, until a couple folks got hurt. But man, that boy Flowers and that other wide receiver, they just like they was playing patty cake without them. I mean, they was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what hurt us. We was in the game the whole way, a missed extra point, a missed blocked field goal just put us in the spot that we were. And I don't know what these Twitter or whatever you say, calling them dumbo, whatever that junk is. Man, they tripping.
Well,
and I love that.
So just so you know, I've heard it. You know, I've heard it on television. I've heard it on Twitter and X. I've heard it on the radio. It's not coming from one specific place. Like, nobody's saying that Derrick Henry did. That's why I said Derrick Henry had an influence on the game. More, in my opinion, than an impact, because if you didn't have Derrick Henry there, you'd say, well, sure, you got to still control, you got to still limit Lamar, but there is no way you play it the same way with just Lamar instead of Lamar and Derrick Henry. So that's why I said Derrick Henry, certainly he had an impact. I'm not suggesting that he didn't, but he had a bigger influence on how the defense was played and deployed quite honestly, not able to answer the bell when it came to pass defense. That was the bigger issue.
Yeah, it was. And watch this, Bruce. All Lamar had to do was like spot towards Henry, and the whole place in the middle, it was like a flood open gate.
Yep.
Now, on the offense, I mean, that's it. And they used him like they were supposed to use. I would have, too. Now, if we had Robinson, this game might not have won that game. But I'm gonna leave that alone.
I don't know about that. Here's what I would say about that. I can't dismiss the fact that having B-Rob would have helped a lot. I do believe it would have helped a lot. I don't know if they would have won that game or been able to push it to overtime just if he played. If that makes sense, I can't definitively say.
Ruth, if they had B-Rob, I promise you, it wouldn't have been a whole lot of 3rd and 12.
Oh, that's fair.
That's fair. That rap's going to cut that down.
Yeah.
Now, on the offensive side, I don't care what they say about Jaden, whoever that is, who say they had a bad game. Man, I was impressed with him because he was under siege, under fire. Mm-hmm. Like, I was out here hunting squirrels and rabbits, man. They were for him. And listen, I thought that he would, you know, be like a rookie and do the rookie thing. He did a couple rookie mistakes. I give him that. But that rascal held his own, man. Hey, y'all, in Washington, D.C., I asked Monday for Tony, because I said we was going to win. It's going to be a good.
We gave it to you for a second time on Friday.
Watch this. You can give it to me again now, because this is a feel-good Monday, too, because our boys hold respectfully.
Thank you, D.C.
I have Baltimore folks who came from Baltimore.
I appreciate you.
I had some folks come from Baltimore.
I hear you. I appreciate you. I got to let you run because we got to get some more calls in here. 301-230-0980. I don't know if it's a feel-good anything right now. It's a mostly what I expected feeling. I thought they would lose a close game. I thought they would cover. I got it at 7. They lost by 7, so I pushed. You know, again, a couple of breaks one way or the other could have gone differently. Brian Robinson plays, and maybe it's a 3-point loss. Maybe it's a 4-point loss. Maybe it's tied going into overtime. There's a lot of different ways we can spin it. All right, let's get more of you guys involved in the show. Let's go to Dontell and Frederick. Next up, T980. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
Chris, my man, what's going on this great Monday afternoon?
What's shaking, D? How are you?
Oh, man, you know, just living the dream, man. But I wanted to say, man, I agree with you 100% to start things off. The calls against St. Juice, come on, man. They got to throw the flag. So whoever's saying that shouldn't have been a penalty, they need to just, you know, sit down with that.
Yeah, here's the deal. What I haven't seen anybody bitch and moan about the first one. The second one, because Romo and Nance thought it was a tough call or bad call or not a great call, or Romo said, I wouldn't have thrown the flag. Everybody thought, oh, well, if they wouldn't have done it, then it's a bad call. And I get that, and I get how it looks, D, but again, I tried to explain it without being able to exactly show it. I just watched it again right before the show. St. Juice's hands are all over him, front and back, as he goes down and as he slips and loses his footing.
Definite flag. But what I wanted to say to you, Chris, is about the all the yards that Baltimore got, and they saying, why did we lose the game? And they keep saying that we wouldn't have lost if B-Rob was there. This is where I come in with Kingsbury. Now, he's been great, but I don't think he was great yesterday. And
You got Jeremy Nichols, dude. He was getting 4.5 a carry. Mm-hmm. He got 2 carries.
Yep.
I mean, if you run him,
I was surprised by that. I'm with you. I thought he would get at least 7 or 8 carries. I thought, you know, Eckler would probably get, you know, low teens, maybe, you know, 12, 13, somewhere in that range. I knew Jaden Daniels was not going to have a big day carrying the football. We talked about that a lot last week. You know, the Browns play and the Buccaneers play a very different style of defense than the Ravens do. Right? They don't turn their back as much, the Ravens. They play more zone than man. Again, when you do that, a lot of times, yes, while you're committing, you know, more guys to the box to help try and stop the run, a lot of times you're turning your back in coverage, which makes it easier for an athletic and mobile quarterback to take off. I didn't think Jaden Daniels was going to have a big day with his legs yesterday, and as it turned out, only 6 for 22, and a couple of those, quite honestly, I don't want to say we're in garbage time because there was no garbage time, but a couple of those were not, like any kind of threat to the Ravens, is what I would say.
But this is where these kind of games right here is where we can use a T. Higgins at, because it opens up a lot of things. You can't just worry about Terry. The other guys been playing fairly good. I'm not trying to knock them. Yeah. But T. Higgins is big time.
That's interesting. I mean, we'll obviously talk more about that as we go along. Thank you, Dontell. I mean, that's not how I walk away from this game. I thought Noah Brown had an impact on this game. Don't forget, you know, again, if you're living in mommy's basement, you see 4 of 58, 8 targets, not that great. If you watch the game, he had that, yes. He had an overthrow in which he was wide open on third down, in which Jaden sailed it, which would have been at least 20, 25 yards. And he drew a huge defensive pass interference all the way down the field. Noah Brown essentially should have had over 100 yards of either receiving and or yardage gained via penalty. And ultimately he did, but he should have had even more. So I don't know if today's the right day to talk about, like, T. Higgins or whatever. Clearly, they need help at corner. We'll get to all of that. Clearly, I mean, we've kind of touched on it a little bit with St. Just and so on and so forth. Clearly, they need help with more pass rush. They didn't have enough yesterday. Now, maybe it was going to be different if Dorrance Armstrong doesn't get hurt when he does. I guess it was late first quarter, actually. Not mid-ish second quarter. I guess it was late first quarter. On that third drive for the Ravens, which they completely annihilated them on, completely shut them down. Oh, the one drive that I real quickly wanted to bring up, and then we'll take a timeout, and then we'll get back to more of your calls, that drove me crazy was this. The second drive of the game for the Commanders, you know, after they get the cyber 42-yard field goal, right? And after Tucker answers with a 45-yard field goal, and it's 3-3. The Commanders come out first and 10 from the 30, throw a little dump pass, a little screen to Terry McLaurin, right flat, boom, blown up, no yards. Come out second and 10, Washington 30, same line of scrimmage, of course, and do the same essential type of thing. A little bubble screen to Austin Eckler, boom, no yards. So now you're 2 passing plays, 0 yards, 0 anything, and now you're behind the sticks, right? Or behind the chain, or, you know, behind off schedule, whatever you want to call it. And then on 3rd and 10, Jaden throws one of his poorer passes on the day, and he had a few, behind Zaccheaus, and Zaccheaus stretches back, and, like, people are saying he dropped it. People, he didn't drop that. It was thrown behind him. Could he have caught it? Yeah, I guess. He didn't drop that. Stop it. Stop it. It's like the receiver that didn't catch the ball from Lamar Jackson. I don't know if it was Andrews. I can't remember. On the first series that wound up in Sanderstill's hands. It was thrown behind him. That's not just an automatic because you get your hands on it. People, come on. Let's do better than that. Let's do better than that. That series drove me nuts. For all of you, you can't run the ball against the Ravens' great wall of defense. What happens if you get no yards? What happens if you get no yards in the passing game? What happens then? Which is exactly what happened.
301-230-0980. More of your calls and reaction coming up next. Jay Gruden at 3. That's our only guest today, so plenty of time for you to hop aboard. Make it quick, make it efficient, make it good, and we will get you in and out. All right, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Approaching 2 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us on a misery Motown Monday. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, you know, they did enough good things to try and extend the game, win the game, potentially tie the game, take their shot in overtime, what have you. Just didn't do enough good things. I tell you, I just watched that series back again, the second series of the game that just drove me crazy. Rocky Penick, I love you. That's a terrible throw. It's clearly behind OZ. Clearly behind OZ. I just slowed it down again. I thought it live, looking directly at it. I watched it again this morning, watched it again just now. The first two plays, again, little short pop passes to the right. One, they ran a quick, cute little motion with McLaurin on the first down play and kind of a swing, and McLaurin got it blown up. The next one was more of a traditional screen to Austin Eckler. Blown up. Again, people, just because you pass doesn't mean you're going to gain yards. Like, that's what the naysayers to the run game have always told me. Well, what do you do if you don't get any run, if you don't get any yards? What do you do? What do you do if you don't get any yards by passing the football, if you're incomplete? Or in this case, they actually threw two completions and got no yards. And then the third down was behind OZ. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to you on the phones. Let's go to Our guy, Double A, Athens, Annapolis. I almost called you Austin again. Damn it. I always think of you now in a Stone Cold Steve Austin regard because of a wonderful leather vest that you got me for my birthday. How are you, Double A?
Everything is great, and one day you and I are going to walk out at WrestleMania together with Stone Cold. I think we're going to make it to that level, and then we're going to blow the roof off the place. So I'm looking forward to that day.
Whoa. All right. See, Matt's even playing some music for you to celebrate the moment. You know, I was thinking to myself, and obviously we talk about football in a sec, what it must be like to be in a stadium of 60, 65, 70,000 and to hear that glass shatter and that ba-dum, ba-dum. I mean, what that must feel like. Like, I wonder, I'm sure it gets old, like when you hear it and do it all the time, but what that must feel like to do it one time.
Well, to hear 80,000 people maybe next year in Vegas scream "Rooster, Rooster," that would be pretty unbelievable. Yeah. You know, real quick before we talk about football, Triple H was somewhere one time and he told a story about how he saw The Rock. He was doing the People's Elbow or something, and he had goosebumps all over his body. So I don't think it ever gets old. The Rock talks about how he gets goosebumps every time he goes out there. So it's got to be an amazing thing. Just do it one time. It would be unbelievable. But we're going to make it there one day. And, Matt, you're coming with us. We'll leave Linnell at home. So Matt's going to be at the Clanging Beers.
What are we going to have to make fun of then?
Well, we'll make fun of him when we get back because we were there and that's he wasn't. He'll be pouting.
That's true.
You know, so victim in charge.
Yeah, there you go.
First of all, I just want to say Brian Robinson doesn't play defense. So anybody out there, like, he might have helped, but they pretty much stuffed our run game. We don't have any blue chip players on this team except for Jaden. And as I tweeted yesterday, before Jaden, we're 0-4. On the last four first-round picks, two of which are playing on other teams. The other two weren't even active yesterday. So let that reality sink in, that help you needed at linebacker, that help you needed at defensive end, that help you needed in the secondary is either on somebody else's team or inactive. That's how bad of a situation was left for the regime that came in. We don't have a Matabukwe. We don't have a Roquan. And we still went punch to punch with them, maybe with the best team in the AFC, model franchise in the Ravens. St. Just, while he's not great, I don't think he's awful, but who are we going to trade for to bring in here, Chris, for a corner when we can't generate a pass rush, again, because of what was left? You're not going to fix all the holes in one year. So the fact that we're competitive, I think, is a miracle because of all the deficiencies that this kid masks because of how good he is. And they're going to continue to get better, and we're going to see what these guys coming off the bench have to contribute now that we've hit the injury bug.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, going back to the decision with Jamin Davis and Emmanuel Forbes, I mean, I assume both of those guys are going to get an opportunity to play again this week. I would assume that, especially Jamin Davis. But here's the bottom line. When you have to completely or mostly turn over a roster, and then when you lose a couple of guys during the game, and it's a hot sun, a hot afternoon, and you're facing the kind of opponent, I don't know what anybody expects, right? And here's the one thing that I would say is, you know, with Forbes and with Davis both being down yesterday, I would say at least one of those guys, we're fortunate, I guess is the wrong way, to even have them make the initial roster because there was some thought that they wouldn't, or, you know, one or maybe even both, right? So they did enough to get through and to get another opportunity. Now they have to find a way to get way better because clearly this staff doesn't think they're good enough, and it's hurting them. It's hurting them to not have Chase, to not have Jamin, to not have Emmanuel Forbes, to not have Jahan Dotson, four first-round picks of the Ron Rivera era, all gone or all not contributing. Double A, I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you. 159, Team 980. More of your calls coming up straight ahead, top of the hour style. 2 o'clock, Jay Gruden an hour away. Stay with us on the Team 980.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.